Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Now, to finish out this thought about getting along with difficult people, realize we're talking about people that are extreme personalities that you just can't seem to please, and they seem to always be picking on you, and you never seem to be able to be in a good way with them. These are the difficult people. I'm not talking about once in a while you have a run-in with them. I'm talking about all the time. They are difficult people. I said the first two parts from yesterday, any validity in what they are saying. Always take note to what they're saying and ask yourself, do I have a problem in that area? And then try to work on it if you do. Number two is expect them to be bad. Don't expect them to change, but rather expect them to be bad. That's not being negative. It's just being realistic. Now, for our third point is realize that they are bad because they are hurt. You know, the whole reason why they are the way they are is because they've been hurt in some way or another. Proverbs 19:11, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over transgression. You know, if I can think through, hey, this person's not really upset with me, they're just acting out from a hurt of their past. Can I tell you how many times I've been around people that say ugly things to me, and I don't really think they're saying it to me because of what I just did. I think they're saying it because of how they were treated as a child or how they were treated by somebody else. So we got to be careful and realize that they are, that whatever actions they're doing is not because they're bad people. They're acting bad because they're hurt people. And you know that old saying, we walk among the wounded, and that is really true even more today than ever before. Number four, I'm not what they think that I am. You know, sometimes the reason why these difficult people can get to us so badly is because we think that they think we're bad. Well, you got to tell yourself, I am not that way. I just appear that way to them, but I'm really not that way. You got to convince yourself. I had a wife that talked to me. Her husband was a difficult person. Now, look, he cussed at her. I mean, he yelled at her. He told her she was ugly. He said terrible, terrible things to her. He was a wounded person. If you heard the story, you'd understand. But anyway, but I told her, when you walk away from him, you've got to talk to yourself, or that person will beat you down terribly. You know, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But, the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And I think maybe David encouraged himself by saying, you know, Lord, they think I'm terrible because their sons and daughters are gone, but you know, I didn't mean for it to happen. And I think he had to talk himself out of feeling like, yeah, go ahead and stone me. I am that bad. And look, if you live with a difficult person, you have got to encourage yourself. You got to tell yourself that I'm really not as bad as they think I am. Number five, this is the biggest one. Pity the person rather than hate her. I think this is so important for those of you that live with a difficult person. You can't hate them. You can't dislike them. You just got to pity them for who they are. 1 Peter 3:9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Do you want to inherit a blessing, ladies? Then don't give unto them what they give unto you. Just be nice to them anyway. Pity them for the way that they feel and the way they act toward you, instead of hating them or disliking them. Oh, this is how we can get along with difficult people. All of us have them in our life. Let's work on it so that we can be better for him. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.